Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, NMLS Study Guide Structured Blueprint, To Think Like a Licensed Mortgage Loan Originator and Feel Exam Ready for the Essay by NS Publications is an exam preparation guide for candidates pursuing mortgage loan originator licensing in the United States. It is positioned within the test prep and professional certification genre rather than general business writing, and its purpose is to help readers organize the large body of material covered by the NMLS Safe Mortgage Loan Originator Exam, based on the book title and available reference data. The guide focuses on building a structured understanding of mortgage law, compliance, loan origination activities, ethics, and licensing requirements. Its value lies in turning a broad regulatory subject into a study blueprint that supports memorization, review, and exam readiness. Instead of treating the test as a set of disconnected rules, the book appears to frame the material as a practical system that reflects how a licensed MLO is expected to think. That makes it especially relevant for first-time test takers, career changers entering the mortgage field, and professionals who need a focused review of the SAFE Act environment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the guide maps the NMLS SAFE exam into its weighted content areas. A central strength of this study guide is its alignment with the structure of the NMLS SAFE Mortgage Loan Originator exam. Public exam outlines show that the test is divided into five weighted domains: federal mortgage-related laws, uniform state content, general mortgage knowledge, mortgage loan origination activities, and ethics. A guide built around that structure gives readers a practical advantage because it organizes study time according to the actual distribution of questions, rather than treating every topic as equally important. That matters in a high-stakes licensing exam, where broad coverage alone is not enough. Candidates need to know which areas are compliance-heavy, which areas require conceptual understanding, and which areas test applied judgment. A structured blueprint also reduces cognitive overload by turning a large regulatory syllabus into manageable parts for a reader. The benefit is not simply content coverage, but exam orientation, understanding where the test spends its attention, and how each domain contributes to overall readiness. In a subject as rule-driven as mortgage licensing, that kind of map is often more useful than an unstructured review book. Secondly, federal mortgage law as the backbone of exam preparation. The guide clearly emphasizes federal mortgage-related laws, which are foundational to the SAFE MLO exam and to day-to-day loan origination practice. This topic matters because federal law shapes how originators handle disclosures, consumer protections, and lending procedures. Established exam outlines point to recurring coverage of statutes and regulations, such as TILA, RESPA, TRIDE, ECOA, and related federal disclosure rules. A study guide that presents these laws systematically helps readers move beyond memorizing acronyms and into understanding how the rules interact in actual loan scenarios. That distinction is important because the exam often tests applied knowledge rather than isolated definitions. For example, candidates need to recognize when a disclosure is triggered, how timing matters, and why compliance errors create legal and operational risk. The likely educational value of this book is that it frames these laws as part of a coherent compliance environment instead of a scattered list. That approach helps readers see why federal law is not just one topic among many, but the regulatory framework that governs the entire mortgage origination process and much of the consumer protection logic behind the exam. Thirdly, licensing SAFE Act rules and the responsibilities of an MLO. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on the licensing process and the SAFE Act framework that governs mortgage loan originators. This is a critical area because the exam is not only about loan products and disclosures. It also tests whether a candidate understands who may originate loans, what qualifications are required, and how state and national registration systems work. Publicly available NMLS materials show that this includes pre-licensing education, background checks, sponsorship requirements, and conditions related to licensing eligibility. A guide that explains these steps clearly provides practical value for readers who are still learning how the regulatory system works. It helps connect exam content to real professional obligations such as maintaining a unique identifier, working under a licensed sponsor, and understanding the distinction between licensed and registered personnel. This is more than procedural detail. It teaches the reader the legal architecture of the profession. For aspiring originators, that perspective is essential because passing the exam is only the first step. The test is designed to confirm readiness for a regulated role that carries public trust and consumer protection duties. Fourthly, mortgage loan origination as a process. Not just a set of terms, the book also appears to treat mortgage loan origination as a workflow, which is important because the exam assesses how a candidate moves through the loan process, from inquiry to closing. Public test outlines and prep materials consistently point to topics such as application requirements, qualification, processing, underwriting, and financial calculations. That means the candidate must understand not only terminology, but also the sequence of actions involved in originating a loan. A structured study guide is useful here because it can connect separate concepts into a practical chain of events. Readers need to know how a loan application is completed, what information is required, how underwriting evaluates creditworthiness, and how common measures such as debt-to-income ratio affect qualification. This process-based perspective is more effective than isolated flashcards because it mirrors how mortgage decisions are made in practice. It also helps learners answer scenario questions, which are common on licensing exams, by emphasizing workflow. The guide likely helps users think like an MLO, gathering information carefully, checking compliance, and understanding how each step affects the next stage of the transaction. Lastly, ethics and consumer protection as an exam and industry priority. Ethics is one of the major exam domains, and it is a fitting focus for a study guide aimed at future mortgage professionals. In the mortgage industry, ethics is not an abstract subject. It is tied directly to fair dealing, honest communication, and avoidance of prohibited conduct. The SAFE-MEL exam reflects this reality by testing whether candidates can recognize acceptable behavior in origination scenarios and distinguish it from conduct that could mislead or harm consumers. A guide built around this theme can help readers understand why ethical standards are embedded in licensing requirements and federal oversight. That matters because many exam questions likely involve practical judgment, what should be disclosed, how a borrower should be treated, and what actions would violate professional standards. By framing ethics alongside regulatory content, the book reinforces the idea that compliance and ethics are connected rather than separate subjects. This helps readers prepare for the exam in a more realistic way, since licensed originators must make decisions that protect consumers while staying within legal boundaries. In that sense, ethics is both an exam topic and a professional operating principle. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring mortgage loan originators, candidates preparing for the NMLS SAFE exam, and professionals who want a structured review of mortgage licensing material. Its main practical benefit is organization, it appears, designed to reduce the confusion that often comes with studying federal laws, state requirements, loan process rules, and ethics at the same time. For readers who learn best from a roadmap rather than a loose collection of facts, that structure can be especially valuable. It stands out in the test prep category by focusing on how an MLO should think, not just what an exam candidate should memorize. That distinction matters because the licensing exam is built around real regulatory responsibility, not simple recall. Compared with broader mortgage books or generic practice collections, a blueprint-style guide is more likely to support focused study and exam-oriented thinking. Its positioning is therefore practical. Rather than theoretical, it is meant to help readers become familiar with the logic of mortgage origination, the boundaries of compliant conduct, and the core content areas that shape licensure. For anyone entering the field, that combination makes it a useful and targeted prep resource. If you would like to support NS Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.